is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
It is.
Sound the bell, because he is the good news.
Not necessarily the news, where every single story we have filled with cold, hard facts, which is not hard to do today. Just leave the facts outside for a couple of hours, and there it happens. A welcome to our Hank Facebook Livers out there. Hope you're snuggied up right now. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, they have various homes around the area, but one of them out there was broken into. So this happened, evidently a burglary attempt over the weekend. And citing unnamed law enforcement sources, TMZ said that the break-in took place at the Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, Los Angeles area home. So an intruder appeared to have smashed a glass window, got in the residence. They were out of town and not at the house at the time, but one of their employees arrived at the house. I guess it tripped the alarm, and the intruder fled the property when they heard the employee coming. So no word on if anything was actually stolen. They were not there, right there, but we are on the case. We're not on the case. No. We're not on the case.
So President Donald Trump handily won over Kamala Harris late last year for a second term in the Oval Office and getting some support from an unlikely source. That would be one George Clooney. The Gray Fox made waves when he publicly requested that President Biden step down from the race and wished the Don well during an appearance on Stephen Colbert, saying our country really needs it right now and we'll meet you back there in 3.5 years to see where they go next. Meanwhile, George is feeling the aches and pains of aging like the rest of us and admits it's not nearly as easy to remember his lines these days.
Well, keep his casting options open because get ready for this. Lonesome Dove will be revived for a potential movie and subsequent TV projects. The famed Larry McMurtry book series, of course, that famed miniseries in 89. They're calling this a byproduct of the Yellowstone effect. And Lonesome Dove, no word exactly what this will form it will take or exactly when it will happen or who's even going to distribute it. But it's a green light and they're already talking casting and this is, could be a big mammoth project. So Lonesome Dove, that's like the good book in parts of this area, man.
Seriously.
That is, there's a reason nobody's touched it since 89. It's hard to perfect something that's already greatness to begin with. Ain't that right, Barry Corbin and brothers?
Martha Stewart may be 84 years old, but still on the hunt for true love. Sources say she is not opposed to pulling a Cher and dating younger men because the domestic diva looks and feels 30 years younger than her biological age. Martha also confident. Inspired by gals like Madonna and successful men, well, they don't feel any problem dating younger women, so there's no reason to hold herself back. Go, Martha.
Cher was funny at the SNL 50.
Yes.
Because anybody that was sitting directly behind her because of her very large hair hat couldn't see anything in studio age. Instagram is testing a dislike button. Some people have already seen it, actually in quite a mass scale. Now, they claim it's a private downvote to signal you don't like something, mainly targeting comments, and it will then move those comments further down the line. It's not necessarily the post itself, but some people are saying it's mean, and that's not good. Let's dislike button. Let's hope it doesn't transfer over to Facebook, because for the Facebook Live, it would...
How is Facebook Live going? Yeah. I'm not watching, by the way.
We don't need any more critical criticism.
Timothée Chalamet, quite the commodity these days, with his Best Actor nominations for awards all over the world, including the Oscars, not to mention a pretty successful lady by his side. Her name is Kylie Jenner. So how popular is he? Well, guys want to look just like him and are lining up to get that chiseled jawline with several thousand dollars worth of filler injected right inside. Apparently, the allure is that it exudes power and confidence in the workplace. Timothy with two E's at the end.
Yeah, I kind of want to spruce up my last name, like a Chalamet. Because really, his name is Tim Chalamet. Just outside of Boston. Tickets are on sale for the Frisco-based 60th Academy of Country Music Awards, the ACM Awards. They're at the Star in Frisco, Texas. This will be the third year it emanates from there. I do believe it will be hosted, yes, by Reba McEntire. So the pre-sale started yesterday, and then the on-sale goes to the general public. But, you know, all the codes and everything like that. So you can go buy your ticket there, be at the ACM Award. Also on sale, Creed and Nickelback will co-headline the Summer of 99 and Beyond Festival in Wisconsin this summer. Creed, Nickelback, your headliners on a bill that also includes Live, Daughtry, and Three Doors Down.
Whoa.
Tickets are on sale now and selling last, and they are very much readily available. In fact, you can just, you might want to wait. Just go ahead and wait. And then finally, the White House yesterday said some of the employees federally that have been fired by DOGE and the commission have been fired by mistake. Oops. Namely, those that work at the nuclear facility north of Amarillo known as Pantex.
Fantastic.
They disassemble nuclear things and other such stuff they don't let you know about. Those have been reinstated because it's nuclear weapons and stuff like
bitter,
that.
Yeah, they're not bitter, are they?
Yeah, but DOGE nonetheless continues to make drastic cuts. In fact, right, they even cut the punchline to this joke.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.